Another question. Sex and emotions. Is it possible for somebody not to invest emotions in something as beautiful as sex is? Does that make sense?
Not really.
Okay. Let me go a little bit further then. So let's say somebody's desire is to have sex and share that experience with somebody, but on the other hand, they don't want anybody to get hurt. So when somebody invests emotions in, you know, in relationships and in sex, and one person doesn't want the full-blown relationship out of it, and the other person gets hurt, and that person doesn't like that person to get hurt, are we, in a sense, because we're part of their feelings being hurt, in that sense, helping, or not helping them, but creating their reality for them because of the way that the experience has made them feel, because they feel bad?
It got worse. But we're just playing with you a little bit. We just wanted you to give a fuller explanation of it. And we want to begin by saying that maybe we are misusing the word emotion or the idea of emotion here just a little bit, because certainly we know that in this physical environment that there is the discussion about sexuality and being in love, and then there is the idea of sexuality without love, in other words, just for the physical pleasure of the sexuality. And we want to put the word emotion into this whole context in this way. When you desire something, even if it is simply the pleasure of a sexual experience, that is a desire that when you line up with, you can experience the most joyous of emotions. The word love is certainly an emotion that has been misused in so many ways that it sort of scrambles people's brain even when they use it. Mothers will say to their children, "Don't you know I love you?" when there is no love anywhere near them in that moment. In other words, you can be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, which makes you the equivalent of love, or you can be pinched off from it, which makes you the opposite of love, but you cannot feel like that and be in the moment of love at the same moment. And so we would like to separate from all subjects, including the subject of sexuality, we would like to separate the label of love as a label that can always be put across it, and we would like to say all subjects are the same in that you can be participating in the subject and you can be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you can be participating in the subject and be otherwise, but it's not necessary. You can be in absolute alignment with who you are and not be in love with the person that you are having sex with. In other words, alignment is alignment, and the sexuality is another subject to which you are applying the alignment or the misalignment. However, one of the things that you're getting at is, let's say that you are someone who has decided that you are not wanting to couple up with someone right away, that you are enjoying your freedom and that you are exploring life and collecting data, but that you still are enjoying sexual interaction. And so you are doing your best to be in vibrational alignment with who you are. And in doing so, that would mean you could not focus upon someone who saw all of that differently and push against them and be in alignment with what you want. In other words, you have to be in alignment with your vision of who you are and not push against someone else's idea. And if you were that, you would attract to you only those others who were a vibrational match to that which you are matched to. In other words, you'd attract to you others who feel the same way, who are enjoying the physical company in the same way that you're enjoying the ski trips you're going on together and the meals that you're sharing together. You're enjoying the sexual interaction, even though it's not something that you see as something that now means that you must now become a couple. But what happens with so many people is that rather than staying true to their own vibration, instead they're poking around in what the other person is thinking or wanting. And so their vibration isn't pure, and so then they attract people who want something other than that they want, who then do get their feelings hurt. You see, it's sort of like, so here's this one, and this one has an idea of what he wants, and he's a perfect vibrational match to it. And this one has an idea of what she wants and is a perfect vibrational match to it. Well, if what they want is different and each of them are a perfect vibrational match to what they want, law of attraction would not bring them together. But let's say that this one, rather than being a vibrational match to what he wants, he's worried about what that one thinks. Now he's got some of that mixed in with his vibration, which means now he's attracting that and feeling the discomfort of it. So what you want to do is decide who you are and what you want and line up with that and let law of attraction bring you your partners. When you let law of attraction bring a partner to you and you are in alignment with who you are, you will never displease your partner. Helpful?
Absolutely. Beautiful. I have more, but I will see you again. Life is good. Thank you.